And it's time next to welcome back our ethicist, Randy Cohen. You can read Randy's musings in the New York Times Magazine or tune in here every other week to hear him meddle in the lives of our listeners. Randy, ready to do some meddling?
I am indeed. I have my meddling hat on.
Good. Well, welcome back. We have a letter here from a woman in Rhode Island who asked that we not use her real name. So in order to disguise her identity, as we sometimes do, we're going to call her Petra. And Petra writes as follows. I work for a company that runs a string of coffee shops in New England. We're significantly in debt but must still find vendors to supply us with things like coffee, paper goods, and printed menus, as well as services for upkeep and repairs. Unfortunately, we often do not pay these vendors. We string them along, she writes, with promises of payment or partial payments until they finally won't supply us with anything anymore. I'm not sure how we manage to avoid paying the debt, but we do. We receive calls from collection agencies every day, according to Petra. We owe millions. I hate being dishonest with the vendors, but I feel loyal to my coworkers. We all feel we're just trying to keep the company afloat until the business climate improves. And, of course, I would be fired if I don't participate in the deception. Any advice? Randy Cohen, what do you think?
I'm baffled that someone would really be asking if it's okay to cheat suppliers to, how did she put it, to keep the company afloat. You know, it's like one of those movies where Sally Field has to save the family farm only by mugging all her neighbors.
No. I missed that movie.
You can't cheat other people even if you're facing hard times. No, you can't. And I do respect the difficulty of her position, that the threat of a firing is a real threat. But that's the, you know, that's the horrible thing about ethics. I mean, sometimes there is a cost. On the upside, either way, she's not going to have a job much longer, it sounds like. This place is teetering on the brink. And at least if she speaks up, she'll probably get to stay out of jail, unlike many of her coworkers. And, you know, I do have some advice. I mean, they should, I mean, I'm no fancy MBA. You know, I'm barely a BA. I'm barely a B. Yeah, here's some advice. Get a bank loan, take in a partner, sell some of the shops, you know, expand the product line. Maybe they could sell coffee-flavored T-shirts, you know. There's all kinds of ways you can deal with business difficulties, but cheating the people you do business with is not legitimately one of them.
And we have on the line now the woman we will identify as Petra in order to disguise her real identity. Petra, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, what do you think of Randy's advice?
Probably exactly what I would say, but in the reality, it's very difficult to follow.
Why?
There's just a climate at work of, well, we have to do whatever we can do, and everyone just feels like our company is at risk, and it's hard to explain, really. There's just a climate there.
Have you spoken up at work? Have you said to your supervisors, listen, I feel like this really disturbs me?
I have mentioned it. And they say, well, we're just doing the best we can, and we'll try really hard to pay everyone eventually. The problem is that I know that they won't. But it's hard to look at your supervisor and say, well, I know you're lying to me.
So you still have this dilemma, I guess.
I do, really. But I think probably I'm going to start looking around for a new job as soon as I can.
I do want to ask, Randy, because it sounds like Petra really has a dilemma here. It seems to me that it's pretty common that businesses, when times get hard, they delay paying the bills. I think large corporations do this as well as small ones. I think that state governments are doing this right now because they have these budget problems. They're putting off payments until the next fiscal year. It seems like this is something that everybody's doing right now.
But everyone isn't lying to their suppliers about it. All Americans understand that these are difficult economic times, but you have to deal honestly with people. You have to say, I want to restructure our payment arrangement. I want to pay you in a year instead of in 6 months. You have to deal frankly with them. You can't trick them into solving your problems at their expense. Difficult times are not an excuse for behaving treacherously. That's when you're called upon to behave honorably. And I think you would be pleasantly surprised to find that your suppliers understand that. Banks understand that. That's why they issue loans. Partnership arrangements can be worked out and understand it. There are all sorts of things that can be tried. I realize Petra is not in a position to try them. It's for her management to do it. But I think she's a little too quick to justify their bad behavior. You know, following her reasoning, it would be okay to kill their competitors because times are tough and they want to keep the business afloat. Well, you know, so did John Gotti. I really don't trivialize how difficult it is for you being in a position where your job is at stake, and yet you don't have the power to change these business practices. I really do understand that you're in a very awkward position.
That's exactly right.
But I'm afraid, you know, what you're doing really isn't right. You cannot participate in cheating others because you're in difficulty yourself.
Well, Petra, thanks very much for sharing your problem with us. I really do feel like this is a problem that thousands, maybe even millions of people are dealing with in one way or another across the country right now.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate hearing what you have to say.
If you want Randy to weigh in on your problems, all you have to do is write us an email at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line, and please be sure to include a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, it's been good to reach you again.
Thanks, Steve. Enjoy the rest of the summer.